Another piece of information to communicate to your public about your flash flood warning is how impactful the flash flooding is. And the way we do this in hazard services is through impact-based warning tags, as shown here. Now, we have an entire module devoted to this topic very shortly, so I don't want to spill all the beans unless they're coffee. However, what you should know for now is that base flash flood warnings are designed for the majority of nuisance flash flooding that affects those vulnerable low-lying spots and impacts to the public are not widespread. Through a lot of research, base flash flood warnings are typical when crest unit stream flow values are around 200 to 400 cubic feet per second per square mile. And these values, remember, should be continuous in space and time. Considerable is an important leap up because this tag sounds off the wireless emergency alerts for folks. This tag is designed for flash flooding that is more widespread, where people doing everyday activities are starting to be at risk. Crest unit streamflow values are typically around 400 to 600 for these. And lastly, catastrophic is the most rare of all and is designed for situations where anybody, no matter what they are doing, are experiencing life-threatening impacts from flash flooding. Crest unit streamflow values are typically greater than 600 for these. Be intentional when choosing your IBW tag, as that tells the story to the public of how impactful the flash flooding is.